When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on Dungeons and Dragons.
We're in a shop. We're in a garbage chute lineup, staffed by skeletons.
We're real good at D&D, guys.
Yeah. Like, the garbage chute dumps it into their shopping cart, and they wheel their shopping cart away.
I like that better.
They got their trolleys in the queue.
Yes.
We now have them with shopping carts.
Perfect.
And the refuse falls down into the shopping cart, and it turns, and you hear the squeaky wheels. You're all sitting on the magic carpet. And then this chamber quickly opens up as you slow your pace, where there's a slab of jet black stone that sits at the center of this cavern alcove. Its sides show relief carvings of familiar old faces. You look at them a little more closely, and they're your own faces.
I don't remember sitting for this, but, like, they did a really good job with us.
In a flash, you're in a stone-walled hallway.
Another hallway. How refreshing. Are we all here?
We look around. Are we all there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hurry, hurry. I gotta go. I gotta go fast. Gotta go really quick. Okay, boys.
And then down at the end of the hallway, you see a pseudo-dragon zip by. And then come back and looks down towards you and says,
"Holy fucking shit!
Donnie?"
Welcome to Dungeons and Dragons. I am your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore, and with me today is Carla Maxted.
That is me. I play Yenbul Nuri, a Kalishtar cleric.
And Amy Moore.
That's me. I play Thea Amastasia, a high elf druid.
And Tom Laird.
Hey, that's me. I play Flint Firebeard, a champion dwarf fighter.
Welcome, everybody.
That's you. Are having us.
Yeah. Oh, that's us? Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, yeah, you too.
But
yeah.
Also you.
But also you. Thank you for being here.
Yes, thank you.
I got confused.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, sometimes I talk to you guys, sometimes I don't. You know, it's all up to what I've written down previously.
He's shaking his head vigorously.
Vigorous head shaking.
You can hear that in the audio recording, can't you?
Yeah. As his hair swishes back.
Russ is actually just panning the audio from left to right.
Right? I'm so good like that. Anyways, way back, a long time ago, we started something called patreon.com/dumbdragoncast.
Yes.
Okay.
We did, yes.
And since we started it, we have loaded well over 50 plus hours of amazing audio bonus content that we would love for you to hear by coming and joining us at that web address, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. And part of that is an entire series of great adventures.
Yes.
With your...
Go on.
Keep going.
With your...
Tell me more.
Heroes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
From another... story,
uh-huh.
Opal, Elia, and Nighthunter. Who are they? Well, the only way to find out is to come visit us. And when you are a patron, you get an episode dedicated to you, like today's patron, Lee Wilson.
Yay.
Thanks, Lee.
Thanks, Lee.
Thank you for not jumping in and saving me, everybody. No, that was...
Sometimes we just like to watch you drown a little.
It seemed like you were going somewhere and just were building in pregnant pauses for effect.
I thought maybe you put yourself in a word maze and you were trying to get out. Yeah.
I feel like sometimes we have to be those mama birds that are just like, okay, time to fly. And they either fly or they don't.
Yeah. Well, I got
so
there.
So Lee, if you stopped listening before you heard your shout out.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So sorry. But it's there. So just skip back 15 seconds. It'll be
perfect.
There.
I mean, probably 30 at this point.
And now, fuck it, let's play! The four of you find yourselves having just seen your friend, Donnie, flying, soaring, speedily, careening towards you. Holy fuck, guys!
I thought I'd never see you again.
Oh my God, Donnie, is it really you?
Yeah,
and I
Donnie.
Bend down and I gather him in my arms and I start checking him over.
Yeah.
Are you safe? Yeah, oh. You have you been? Are you okay? Has anyone hurt you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's malnutrition, a little starvation, mental terror. Take your pick. But otherwise, great.
Other than that, how was the play, Mrs. Lincoln?
How many days has it... Hello, I am Donnie. Who are your friends?
Hello, I'm Yenbul. It is so nice to meet you. I have heard about you.
Hey, Thea, you see this person that is talking to me? Yeah. Is it real?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, she's real.
And this other one?
Oh, Mannix.
Yes, Mannix. Oh, cool, good. Yeah, so you acknowledge their presence.
Have you been seeing people?
Well,
you've been alone.
Well, except for when I'm being chased.
Who took you?
Well, see, there was a flash.
Yeah, I remember the flash. Yeah, we all got thrown.
You was all gone. I didn't see anybody. I was out of the forest. It was cold and dark, and I heard this laughter. Kind of sounded like real, not like fun laughter, like they're watching a play. You know that? Remember that one cat play that came through town? Everybody was really laughing at it because it was so dosh darn good.
Oh yeah, that was great.
Yeah, little Knoll on the Prairie, I think is what it was. Anyways. No, this was like evil laughter, but it sounded familiar. It sounded like, you know, that the guy we met down in the crazy with the brains and the pieces and bits.
Uh-huh.
It kind of sounded like him.
Like Thelonious Primsbane?
Oh, that's the name. Yeah, you know. Oh. Brains and jars and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, he started into this diatribe that ended with like, run as fast as you can. Don't get caught or you'll be dead in a flash. I called him out on his rhyming scheme, and then he sent some undead after me. So he didn't seem to like that. But real, I ran, like he said, and every once in a while I see a flash of lightning and then laughter again. And it's been like this for a while. I don't know how long exactly I've been here.
Oh, you poor thing.
How long have you, we, I... How long?
I mean, it's been a while. I mean, we looked for you pretty hard at the start, but there was just no sign.
But we never gave up hope. We actually had people working to try to find you mystically using magic. I had no idea we'd find you in a floating pyramid. I would have brought your collar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're just itty-bitty now.
Hey, it's just a little tired.
Come here. And I open up my bag, my satchel.
He flies in and, like, collapses inside of your bag.
Oh, there are snacks in there.
He's unconscious, seemingly.
You must be so happy to have found your friend. I know you have missed him so much, you have mentioned it, and he has been missing for so long.
A little bittersweet, though. I mean, how is this all going to go down? If, I mean, yes, I'm happy to have him back, of course, but we are in just the most dangerous place we could possibly be. And now if Primsbane has his hand in this, if he's working with the Lich, I'm not giving up hope or anything. Obviously, I'm super positive that everything's going to be fine. So... The Genisar that you talked to, did they give you, like, a timeline, or just kind of can't remember, don't know how long we've been in here, you know, time seems to be just a construct at this point.
Yes, I don't know. Can you tell me about this Primsbane? He said brains in jars and undead and...
Mm-hmm.
The undead part makes it seem like perhaps he and the Lich would be friends. Let us hope not.
Yeah. No, he's a really bad dude. Super handsome, though. gotta give it to him. He is he's an elf wizard, and that guy's got some crazy power, and he's just like fucking crazy. So,
but we know his one weakness. He is very bad at rhymes.
That's right. We could maybe taunt him.
I'm not sure how that could help us, but perhaps.
Maybe Thea could challenge him to a rap battle.
That's right. I'll start thinking up some sick rhymes. Really fool that a-hole. I will write a rap later.
Ahead of you down this hallway, there's nothing behind you. It is a torchlit hallway that looks like it tees off at the end, which is where you saw Donnie zipping across. As you're talking, Thea, out of the corner of your eye, you see a flash of a figure down at the end of the hallway.
Running down the top of the T?
Or not,
back where we came?
Not running. It's down towards the top of the T, but not running.
Right.
It's floating and orb-like. You see a glinting eye staring back at you, and that clicking that you heard echoes down the hallway.
Is it like a baby beholder or a big beholder?
Big beholder.
The big beholder.
Oh. Hey. Hi. You're still here?
You are here to help?
For Buxy doesn't say anything. And they turn and move to the right of the T and disappear.
Perhaps that is the way we should go?
I think so.
Yeah.
Something seems wrong, though. Why wouldn't they say anything? I want to slowly peek around the corner. I just want to run around the corner. I want to slowly peek around the corner.
You walk down the hallway and approach the corner. Is it just you peeking around, or are you three stoogesing it?
Oh, three stooges.
Obviously.
I mean, four stooges?
There's four of us. Bum, bum, bum,
bum, bum. Mannix is down
Mannix
there,
Mannix is
too.
Very small.
Sure,
so.
Yeah. Okay, the four of you peek your head around the corner, and you see the torchlit hallway, which continues, but before you, you see a dead end, about 25 feet down. You look to the left, and another dead end.
But we don't see Furbuxy?
You don't see Furbuxy.
I, like, whisper into the dead end, Furbuxy!
It just echoes back off the stone in front of you.
My whisper echoes back? Dang.
Yeah.
It's too loud.
It's echoey.
Got crazy acoustics in this dead end.
Do you think maybe there's like a secret brick we can touch? A passageway? Maybe this isn't actually a dead end. Maybe it's just an illusion?
Yes, this must be true. I have heard about mazes where along the walls, if you feel your way, you will find a hole in the maze that you cannot see.
That could have been the way out all along, but instead you were actually just trying to get out by using logic?
Yes, I have heard of such a place.
Well, we don't have anything to lose. I mean, Donnie came from down here.
Yes,
must have come
yes,
from somewhere.
Right.
I'd ask him, but he's totally snoozing.
He needs to sleep. Can I roll a perception check to see if I can perceive anything?
Probably investigation for anybody wanting to investigate their current situation.
I'll investigate the current situation.
I would love to not investigate my current situation with my 4.
7.
All right, let's...
No, it's dead ends, guys. There's nowhere to go.
The crit fail, so
oh,
I am
my
blind.
God.
Mannix?
Mannix rolled an 18.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. This is why we keep an NPC around with us.
Just in case you need to find
also,
a plot point.
Tom, get your own rolls.
Well, sorry, Amy.
It's okay, I'll let it go this time.
Okay, crit fail, Tom. Okay.
Yep.
Got it. Okay, the three of you are like padding the walls, trying to find a brick or stone or something to depress or turn or whatever, so focused on the dead end ahead of you. Mannix walks back down the hallway and is looking for other things. and gets to the T and calls you three over. Hey, come take a look at this.
Yes, what do you see?
It looks like a map. You walk over and you see very faint and worn etched into the stone right at the end of the hallway that you walk down to get to this T is a worn down map. And it looks like the pathway of the tunnels that you are in. There is a star at the end of a long straight hallway teeing off to dead ends on either side.
So it's like a you are here.
This is our mall map. The you are here.
Can I take out a couple pieces of parchment or scroll or whatever I have and a piece of charcoal and rub this?
Make an etching?
Yes.
Love sure.
Rub this out. Can I rub one out?
Episode one out. Title. Can I rub this out?
Venezia in the middle of this wants to just rub one out.
Guys, it's stressful. Just need a moment. Look away. Don't look at me.
No, keep direct eye contact. It's going to be extreme.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay. Okay. Absolutely. So you pull out a piece of paper and charcoal or something. As you touch the wall, Yemble, Flint, and Mannix, you see Thea disappear.
Bitch.
Thea, you touch the wall.
And immediately have an orgasm.
Sure. And immediately have an orgasm. But also, you rub the chalk or charcoal along the paper, turn around, and see that your friends are gone. However, above you, where there was stone, it is open. You see elongated versions of your friends looking down at you.
Almost like I'm seeing them through a glass ceiling that's also a funhouse mirror.
Yeah, and they're very huge. Yemble, Flint, and Mannix, you see on the map, there is now beside the star a tiny image of Thea.
Oh, she has been pulled into the map?
But how would that even work?
I don't know. It is a magical flying castle. What are you talking about? How would that work?
Oh, you know what? Fair point.
How does any of this work?
After a moment, you hear stone movement down towards either end of the hallway, and two doorways open up. And on the map, you see passageways start to form on the etched-in map.
Do passageways form in my version of this weird hallway?
Yes, they do. Okay. You see, you hear the stone grinding and then look down both sides where there was a dead end when you looked but did not see your friends. Now you see two open passageways.
Okay.
Beyond it, on the map, the passageways extend but then fade off.
I yell up at them. Hey!
You don't hear Thea.
I look in my bag. Do I still have Donnie?
Yep. You have all of your contents still with you, including Donnie.
Oof. Okay.
Well, I think Thea disappeared when she touched the wall. I think we should all stay together. Yes?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably a good idea for this weird pyramid castle flying magic place we're in. So, yeah, let's go find her.
Yes, let's touch the wall as well. I'm going to touch the map.
Okay. Everybody touches the map?
Yeah.
You all touch the map, and the instant you do, you are standing beside Thea. You see the same illusion of like outstretched structures outside, and you see your friends as you each one. Like, yeah, I assume Yenbol goes first. You see Flint and Mannix. Flint goes, you see Mannix, and Mannix touches it and follows him behind.
Oh, you guys found me. I feel like I'm tiny. Or you guys were really big? No, it was likely me. I'm tiny. But now we're tiny.
You think we have shrunk?
Well, I don't know. And I
gesture with my head up to the glass ceiling of giantness. But doorways? Huh? And I point to the left and the right. Did this happen in Big World?
Yes.
The stone moved, yes.
Okay. Well, maybe we go down one of them and...
We should go right, where Faboxy went?
I think so.
Sounds as good as any choice. Let's do it.
Okay, let's go.
Wait, hold on. Is this where we want to be? Or should we try touching the map again and getting back up to normal land?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
I also don't know. I don't want to get to a certain part and it'd be like, oh, this is as far as you can go, Shadowland mirror world person.
I'm going to touch
Stop
the map
smiling,
again.
Russ.
I want to see what happens Gosh. If I just go back to the other side.
Okay, so what are you doing to try and get back to the other side?
Just going to touch the map again.
You touch the map that's on the wall and nothing happens.
All right, well, that answers that question. Let's go to the right.
Yes, it appears we have made our decision.
You did describe it as a glass ceiling, but there is no actual glass above you.
Oh, yes. No, it is just... Yeah. You can see that there is a mirror image almost of what's down here. Yeah. Sorry, folks. No glass.
Okay, so you're heading down to the right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Four of you begin to walk down to the right in the direction where you saw Faboxy go. And as you take a few steps from your current location, the stone walls begin to close in on either side.
That's not good.
Like we're in a trash compactor on a spaceship?
No. Just like they're
so
resealing.
So they're not actively moving. They're just getting smaller.
Not moving, closing up the doors that just opened.
I see.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, can we run for it?
Make a dex or athletics or acrobatics. Are you running just by yourself? Okay, cool. Roll.
No, let's go.
Let's go.
If the door's closing, I want to try and get through the door.
Athletics, sure. You said? 19.
Okay.
Ooh. I'm so fast.
So fast. 15.
22.
Ooh, dang. Wow.
Well, I have a plus 10, so really it wasn't that great. But
the faster you run, the faster they close, and by the time you get to them, they are closed.
So are we just trapped in a passageway?
God.
With no exits? Cool.
Maybe we go stand by the map again?
Yes, perhaps it goes 3, 2, 1 on the timer?
Maybe. I mean, it was just open for the whole time we had this conversation and then just started to close. So I walk back over to the map.
Yeah, me too.
The four of you walk back over to the map they remain closed.
I touch the map.
Nothing happens.
I knock on the map.
Nothing happens.
I take a piece of paper out and I etch another.
You have another etching of the map.
Cool, but I'm on this one this time.
yeah, we're on this one now, right?
You can see up and out. You look around. You can see up and out and into the big world. But there are no egresses.
Can I make an investigation check to see what's the frick is around me?
Yeah.
I will also 19. Do that.
19.
Oh.
Investigating the shit out of this place.
You are. Mine's only a 12.
Okay. Yeah, with a 19, you get the feeling that you could climb up the walls.
Oh, I just get a feeling. Okay.
Actively climbing, you're investigating.
Right, no, but I mean, okay, so I'm looking and I see like there are like notches that'd be good for handholds, or do I put my hand on it and I'm like, yes, like Spider-Man.
No. Like you could climb up to the open ceiling.
Oh, okay. Hey, you guys, I think we might be able to get back up there if we... And I put my foot on one foothold and grab a hand up and start to scale the wall.
You climb up by yourself. Everybody's just watching Thea at the moment.
Maybe. Like, what's this crazy girl doing?
I was like ready to catch her if she fell.
Sure thing.
Flint's spotting. Thea, you climb up. And as you reach up and pull yourself up to the top of this wall, you are shot out And back, you're now looking back at the map, and you see three figures on the map.
Oh, and I can't see my friends anymore.
No, you see them tiny figures drawn on the wall.
Right, but not around me.
As you exit the map, the doorways begin to open back up.
Should we just go for the doorway? Or should we wait for her to come back?
Oh, because the doorway opened down in Tiny World also.
It did, yes.
Or do we all head up and then go for the doorway?
I don't like the idea of us separating.
No, I don't either. But we need to... We either need to get her back or all go up there, because we need to be together.
I don't think I hear this conversation, you don't, do I? I'm no, just like, no.
What's
no.
Thea doing?
Thea's like waiting and looking and being like, they're not fucking coming. Oh my God.
You just see three images of your friends, kind of just roughly sketched. I figure like Mario, the original Mario characters, like moving big arms and legs, just kind of flipping back and forth as if they're discussing something with each other.
Mm. Well, we know if we are all down here, we cannot go to door. I suppose we could all go up there and see if we can get the door.
Or maybe we just waited too long last time before we went. But yeah, let's go up and we'll see if we're able to go over there.
Then let's go quickly.
Damn it, we did it again!
I Spider-Man like Thea did up the wall.
Yes, me right. too.
Everybody follows and is sucked out into the big world, the real world. And as the four of you set foot into this, you hear the stones closing again.
Ah, no, run! Run!
The faster you run, the faster they close.
I think it's a little late.
What took you guys so long? Up here like an asshole, just like standing by myself.
I go back to the map and I touch it again, Russ.
Flint is back inside the map.
You I see also him. Run and touch it.
Yeah, goes back inside the map.
Well, I mean, did it open the doors again when I did that? Or?
Yes, when Flint goes back inside the map, the doors do open again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, I'll follow too.
And then I immediately start walking at a leisurely pace toward the door. Not waiting, just being like, come on, guys.
Okay, so Flint and Yenbul are inside, Mannix and Thea are out, or
no,
you
no,
rented...
I've also okay. touched the map, and then as soon as I get down there, I'm walking to the door.
Start heading for that door.
Mannix follows lead and follows behind the three of you, and as the fourth one of you gets back into the map, the doors begin to close again. Faster you run, the faster they
get. All right, kay. One of us has
well, this
to
is good.
Not
we have,
be...
We have solved the problem a little bit.
Okay.
Sort of.
Who wants? Should we just split two and two? Should we? I don't think there should just be one person all alone. That seems rather shitty. Also, not it.
I mean, I can do it if need be, but I'm happy to go with someone too.
Yes, I see what you're saying. Yes, it makes sense. Two and two, and we will both, in large world and timey world, go towards the right as teams of two.
Okay. And if we are. If we find ourselves faced with a choice again, choose to go right.
Okay.
How about that? Okay. And then hopefully we will be going in the same direction the whole time.
All right, Mannix, you and me up top, and we'll leave these two here.
All right, so we are in Tiny World. You folks are going back up?
Yep.
Okay.
Then I hope we will see you soon.
I give Flint a hug.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Hug as well.
I guess I reciprocate.
You return the hug? You don't just stand there.
You pat my back.
I return,
weirdly.
Sir.
Let me roll for hug here.
Oh,
failed. Failed miserably. It's oh. Ooh.
he just like wiggled
stiff
back
as
and
a board,
forth.
Just not completely unresponsive.
Flint and Mannix, you climb back up and out. You see the two images of Yenbul and Thea. Thea and Yenbul, you see elongated, outstretched Flint and Mannix.
The tallest Flint is ever gonna look.
Hey.
You're damn right.
Mannix, too.
As we start to make our way towards the door, Russ, does anything happen this time?
The door remains open.
All right. Nonchalantly... Yenbul, let's not scare it closed.
Yes, we won't run, then it goes quicker. Let's just walk at a normal pace.
Flint and Mannix, as you two begin to walk towards the door, you see the map begin to follow along with you. Inside, you see your friends, big arms, big legs, moving alongside, following with you.
Does our map follow us?
Yes, your map follows along with
okay.
you. Okay. Somebody roll me a D8.
No, it's not going to be me.
Okay.
I don't want to be responsible.
Just a straight up refusal.
I don't want to be responsible for what happens because of this.
That is a 3.
Oh, that's my favorite number.
You're walking for a while, taking always rights?
Yeah. So just in circles.
If it's not a right, it's a wrong.
Okay.
That's how we remember it.
You're walking for a while and taking always rights any chance you get. The map continually following beside Flint and Mannix. All four of you, you hear like a... It's a long, dark hallway ahead of you. And as you walk down the hallways, the darkness fades the closer you get and torches illuminate. Like this map or this these tunnels are bringing themselves into view. It feels like just beyond this darkness, you hear like this low groaning and like soft padded feet strike the stone just outside of view.
Yenbol, do you hear that?
Yes, I do. It sounds like a large creature. We are so small. What if it is just a normal-sized creature? Doesn't matter, does it?
Flint and Mannix, you hear this too, up in your own area.
Okay.
Flint and Mannix, you see Yenbol and Thea stop for a moment, turn to each other. Big arms.
What if we use this? And I take out a potion, and it is pass without a trace.
Sure.
It's not happening.
It's not invisibility, just so you remember.
Oh, right, it's not. Never mind.
I mean, you can use it if you want to, but it's not invisible.
It's just a hallway.
Yeah.
With no, like,
ooh,
things tied
scary
behind.
Scary hallway.
Your call, though.
Well, maybe we can befriend it like we did the beholder.
Yes, perhaps just because it is a creature does not mean it is evil. Perhaps it is also being held here against its will.
Okay. Well, let's go forward carefully, with friendship in our hearts.
Yes.
Up with Flint and Mannix. I wonder what they're talking about. Do you hear that sound too?
Yeah, I'm not really sure what it is, but we better get ready, I think.
Okay.
Meanwhile, we're like, friendship in our hearts, and Flint is like, get your weapons ready.
All four of you see the others begin to move again on the map, and you move forward, and as you walk forward, the groaning gets louder and begins to echo off the walls. And ahead of you, illuminated by torches, you see like a long cloak that extends down to the ground. The light moves up, and it's a deep hooded figure with hands that are dark, gray, mottled gray. They don't look quite human. Yeah, you can't quite place them. Like, they're not reptilian, they're not human, they're not mammalian. They begin to raise their hands to their hood.
Hello?
If we can see them, I assume they can see us.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I assume that we're facing the front, not the back.
Yeah, yeah. You see like the deep recessed hood, so you don't see a face or anything beyond it. It's just shadow as they're raising their hands to their hood. You say hello. They go to raise their hood, make a constitution saving throw as their face becomes clear and it's gaunt, and you see dark, deep recessed eyes and a long jaw that extends down and opens. A long slithering tongue rolls out of their mouth. Slime sloughs down their skin.
It's a 22 for my con roll.
17 for mine. Which is okay. Just don't feel like it's good enough.
17 for mine as well.
As this creature uses its withering gaze on the four of you, you each take 11 necrotic damage.
Dang, son!
Roll for initiative.
I say, it's like the stare my mother would give to me when I told her I didn't want to take over the family business.
10.
19.
12.
Keski's pass, Flint.
The creature ahead of you...
Do I know this creature?
Make a... You can... Druidic-wise, you can tell that it's undead.
Well, yeah.
I mean, pretty much everything you run into
this
so far.
This thing ain't
undead.
Alive, guys!
But roll nature or arcana would probably... Whichever
okay.
you prefer.
18.
You recognize it. You've maybe heard stories or read broken passages of an undead creature named the Bodak.
Bodak Horseman?
And it has a gaze that, if looked upon, can instantly kill a creature.
Oh!
Welcome to the middle. Hey, it's me. Just me. Yeah, well, you know, when you edit late and everybody else goes to bed, it's just me. That's okay. I just wanted to talk to you. I just wanted to have you to myself in this moment and, you know, just get to know how things are going with you. Hopefully you're doing well. I really wish the best for you right now. Hopefully you're safe and happy and healthy. And that's what I want to get across here right now. Is that we appreciate you. We do. We love that you're here with us. Loving the story that we were creating for and with you. It's amazing. So that's all. That's all I got right now. There may be an ad right after this, but I hope you're well. Be safe. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to others. And yeah. What else can I tell you? We've got some fun, cool things coming up in this storyline and in the Mook, Glim, and Sully storyline that we're really excited about, and we hope you are too. There's some great guests coming your way before the end of the year, and beyond the story, there's so much to be thankful for, and a large part of it is thanks to you. So, I hope you have a great day. I hope you have a great week. I hope you have a great rest of your year. Take time for yourself, be it listening to podcasts, reading books, playing video games, going for a run, whatever you do, find time for it, because it's very easy as we are all super busy and super consumed with media and Twitter and Facebook and all of that sort of stuff to forget to take time for you. So here's the challenge. Take 10 minutes today, any 10 minutes at any point in the day, do something for enjoyment. I mean, you're listening to a podcast right now. Hopefully that's the case. But unplug, put your phone away, read a book, go for a walk. Tomorrow, maybe do 15 minutes. The day after that, try for 20 until you get to a point when maybe you can do an hour. That'd be pretty cool. Maybe you're already doing this and then fantastic. But if you need a little encouragement, hopefully that's what this is. Know that you are loved and that you are appreciated. Now, let's get you back to the story. Have a great week. We'll talk soon.
Yenbel, don't look at it. I drop my gaze to the ground.
Okay. I also do.
If you look at it, it can kill you. It's a Bodak. I read about it in the libraries. Don't, like, we're gonna have to not look at this and fight it, because I don't think that, I think this thing wants to be here.
If you want to figure out what this is, Flint, you can roll, is it nature or arcana?
All right.
Or see if you know about it.
I mean, neither one of those are super great, but I still have some bonuses, so...
I mean, it would make sense if you didn't, but...
Yeah, 15?
You would have heard tales
of a creature that reminds you of this, but they were all like children's stories of creatures with a gaze that could injure or harm you. Thea, you're up first.
Oh, I am? Neat. Okay. Okay. Let's see what kind of spells I have where I don't need to actually look at anything. If it doesn't say a creature you can see, if it just says within range.
Is it a spell attack?
Yeah.
You roll with disadvantage if you're not looking.
Oh. I'm going to Eldritch Blast. At disadvantage?
Yep.
14.
It goes wide and cracks into the stone beside it.
Damn it. Okay, fine. What if I try to hit it with my oath bow? At disadvantage because I'm not looking?
Yeah.
I whisper swift death to those who have wronged me. And, oh, 14.
The arrow goes wide. Flint and Mannix, you see cracks form. As out of the corner of your eye, you see, like, sparks shoot from what you presume to be Thea's character in this, and cracks begin to form on the stone where these things hit. It is Mannix's turn. They, at the beginning of their turn, don't look away, so they have to make a constitution saving throw. Uh-oh.
We haven't had an NPC die in a long time.
Flint, you see Mannix stumbles and holds their head tight and like corrects themselves and holds their mace and slams it down into the ground trying to turn undead throws, which doesn't work. So a beam of light ripples through the hallway and you see a faint aura, Yenbul and Thea, within your hallway move towards this creature and like wind gusts at its cloak and nothing happens to it. Flint.
How visible were those cracks, Ross, you mentioned?
It's like something just struck into, so not like it, something's cracking or damaging, but like something struck into it and like chipped off part of the stone.
Oh, okay. Well, now I'm very curious about that.
Happened at the same time you saw it or your periphery. Sparks come from Thea's character on the map.
Okay.
But if you don't intentionally look away from this creature, I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
Okay. Yeah, I probably noticed what happened to Mannix, but didn't really understand why or how. So I will roll a constitution saving throw. That is a 19.
You take no damage as you do what you want to do. The creature locks eyes with you.
And I point at my two eyes. And I say, I'm the captain now. As I stroll forward with my axe in hand.
Okay, go for it.
All right, first attack. 21.
That will hit.
Second attack. 24.
Yep.
Third attack. 17?
Also will hit.
Oh.
As you step forward, this is unrelated to the Constitution saving throw, but you're going to take 5 necrotic damage as you step in. You feel like this withering effect.
Okay. All right, so all 3 attacks hit?
You got it. Roll some damage.
All right, let's do this. 16 and 11 is 27, followed by another 12, so 39... magic slashing damage.
3 huge strikes crush into this creature. And Yenbul and Thea, you see gashes show up across its cloak and cut into its flesh.
Mirror world.
Flint, is there anything else you want to do?
No, that'll be about it for me.
Okay. Thea has a strange urge to nickname Flint Captain now, and she's just not sure why.
Yenbul, it's your turn.
I am going to channel divinity, turn undead. I'm going to speak a prayer centering the undead. Needs to make a wisdom saving throw.
No problem, this thing is dumb as shit.
right?
13.
That is good for me. If the creature fails its saving throw, it is turned for 1 minute until it takes any damage. A turned creature must spend its turn trying to move as far away from you as it can, and it can't willingly move to a space within 30 feet of you. It also can't take reactions. For its action, it can only use dash or try to escape an effect that prevents it from moving. If there's nowhere to move, the creature can use dodge.
Okay, so it's got to turn on its turn and get away.
There's more.
Okay.
But wait.
If you order now.
In the next 10 minutes.
When an undead fails its saving throw against your turn undead feature, the creature is instantly destroyed if its challenge rating is at or below a certain threshold, which this almost certainly isn't. But what if it is?
What if it is? What is the threshold?
What is my level? 16. So challenge rating of 3 or lower.
Oh, that's higher than that.
Okay. Yeah.
Dang,
would have been super cool.
Totally.
Though.
Imagine.
Yeah. Destroyed.
Okay, that's all for your turn.
Yes.
Neither of you, Yenbul or Thea, took any step towards it. You just cast from.
No.
Or, yeah. Okay.
We are spellcasters. We do not go near the creatures.
Yeah,
if anything, they like backed
weak.
Away slowly.
Indeed.
Okay, Flint, you take these 3 strikes in, and then there's this like aura that washes over the area, and the creature in front of you turns and begins to walk away, allowing you an opportunity attack.
Oh. All right, let's do that.
Oh, we're going to fuck it up. Don't smile, you bitch.
Do I just roll damage? It automatically hits?
You have to roll to attack
first.
Yeah.
Because you could get so excited that you miss.
Just be like,
trip or something.
It's moving.
Sure, I could. Yeah. It was an 18 before bonuses, so I'm sure it's fine.
You know what? It hits.
I guess
just
it would be
you.
31.
Just for you this time, yeah.
Uh-huh. The nice DM.
Doing you a solid.
All right, and that is 17 damage.
All right, describe what everyone sees when you destroy this creature.
Oh, thank God, because otherwise it would have come at us.
I guess I just, as it's like turning to walk away from me, I take like one big step and just like plant my axe in like its back.
Do you yell, "Don't you walk away from me"? Or anything like that?
Yeah, give us a cool line.
Oh, geez. Now I'm on the spot for a cool line.
I can cut Amy's.
You can have "Don't you walk away from me." Or "I wasn't finished with you."
Ooh, I'm the captain
like
now.
Just keep saying that.
We're not done here.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah. So the creature, another huge gash latches into its back that Yenbul and Thea see, and it falls to the ground. And for you two, it fades into the stone. For Flint and Mannix, it remains in front of you.
It is mysterious. I thought theirs would have faded into the stone and ours would have stayed.
Yeah.
We're not in a real world.
Can I go over to the wall where those like cracks maybe showed up?
Sure.
And just like feel around and see if I can like determine whether or not that was like an optical illusion or a real thing?
Sure, yeah. Give me an investigation roll at advantage because there's no pressing.
I mean, guys, it's real nice when there's no pressing issues at hand.
Right?
First one was a 21. Second one was a 9. So we'll go with the 21.
21? Yeah, you go over and they're definitely real cracks, like something caused real damage to it. And it even has like this bit of like residue on there, which is reminiscent of Thea's Eldritch Blast.
It smells like my perfume. You're like
Chanel number 5.
I ask Mannix if I can borrow their mace for a quick sec.
Here.
And
you don't want to wreck your own weapons?
Strike the wall with it. Well, I mean, a mace is a pretty good crushing tool, an axe, not as much.
Okay. Yeah, you hit the wall and strike into it. The stone crumbles a little bit below. Yenbul and Thea, you see stone like crack and like drop to the ground.
I've been fighting with him for a long time. I know what his slashes look like. I think it's Flint.
I mean, you can see him.
Flint, what do you do?
Oh, right. We can see him doing this. Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
I don't see any, like, visual representation of them.
Of them?
Of my little tiny still. Friends with big arms and big legs.
What do you think? Oh, we're, like, I pumping
see.
Our fists?
So, like, you don't see them, like, in the hallway with you?
Yeah, like, I there's no hole for me to look through and, like, see them down there.
I understand what you're asking. Yes. No, you don't see, through the stone. Like, it's just deeper.
Sure.
Like, stone just goes deeper. But yeah, no, you don't see them except for the tiny images of them on the map on the wall.
Yenbul, do you have a dagger or anything? Oh, actually, you know what? Here. And I grab an arrow and I go over to the wall where the smash happened. And I carve in, "Hi, Flint."
All right, 20 minutes later.
I did it fast.
Okay. You carve in, "Hi, Flint." And you hear the sound of, like, hooves hitting the stone ahead of you and snarling and grunting. And you turn and you see glowing eyes, all four of you down your respective hallways, glowing eyes and, like, smoke billowing from these nostrils that are flaring as a skeleton minotaur charges out towards you.
Awesome. The song Long Road Ahead is by Kevin MacLeod of incompetech.filmmusic.io. All other music and sound effects can be found at epidemicsound.com or boomlibrary.com. A huge thank you to our supporting producers, Christian Brown, Derelith, Devin Michaels, Gabriel Lynch, Jacob Madden, Jessica Babiak, Cat Waterflame, Mark Heartless, and Stevie. To find out more about how you can support Dungeons & Dragons, visit us at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, where you can have exclusive access to 50-plus hours of bonus audio content, create in-game NPCs and items, as well as play games with the cast. Patreon.com/DumbDragonCast. Have a great week, and we'll talk soon. Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
What kind of woman becomes a pirate?
From the makers of Mockery Manor.
Violent, insane, not at all comely, and they smell like a couple of dead badgers preserved in cheap rum.
Comes an adventure on the high seas.
Will you pay extra if I push a little harder?
No, no, please. I'm just a writer. I'm writing a book, and I would like you to be in it.
Inspired by the lives and loves of the pirates Anne Bonny and Mary Read.
You think you know me, Anne? Do you think I never got my hands dirty?
Your mind's been so twisted, you think pirates deserve mercy?
Did either of you ever meet Blackbeard?
Everyone loves a rebel.
They love to see him swing, too.
Put your weapons away, both of you.
Stop it!
Read!
Read!
Oh, Anne and Mary!
Fight like men! Or you'll hang like dogs!
Starring Christina Bianco, Suze Kempner, Hamilton's Carl Queensborough, and more.
Do they have tails? Somebody told me they have tails.
Oh, I haven't seen a tail, your ladyship.
The Ballad of Anne and Mary. Available now wherever you get podcasts.